This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, March 25th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley said the Senate Finance Committee is intent on seeing progress on tax reform this year.
Our goal in the Senate Finance Committee is to make all of the 2017 tax bill and anything that's added to it permanent, and that'll be up to a decision by the parliamentarian in the Senate if we can do that. So that would include 199A, and I don't know whether, if we don't get by the parliamentarian, it would be possible to put certain sections like 199A as permanent law if it's fully paid for. So that's the big question. Can it be fully paid for?
In a conference call with Farm Media, Grassley said the Finance Committee is seeing progress on renewing policy agriculture desperately needs.
Progress is now finally happening. We've had 10 weeks of meetings of Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee, and it's all been talk, talk, talk. And it seems like some of this is gelling now at this point. So I think you'll see some movement in the next 3 weeks, maybe not on the specifics of the tax bill, but on a final reconciliation budget so we can move ahead with the tax bill.
Grassley said he's not yet ready to concede to an extension of tax policy. At a town hall meeting last week, Grassley said his constituents had two primary concerns.
People want a five-year farm bill. And some people support tariffs that the president's talking about putting on, and other people don't support tariffs. I think there was a feeling of uncertainty on the tariff issue. I suppose because the president's approach is different than what farmers are acquainted with over the last 60 or 70 years of negotiating tariffs down, as opposed to going to a trade war with the idea that when we match tariffs, other countries will reduce theirs. And I think that from a standpoint of farm issues.
As the egg supply remains tight, there are calls for a vaccine to prevent the spread of avian influenza. Senator Grassley says there's no confirmation that the vaccine would be effective, and the trade implications are not yet known.
I don't think there's balancing of it. I think there's bigger issues. And even if we had a vaccine that was, we knew was really going to solve the problem, you have the problem of selling so many of our chicken products, meat. I don't know about selling eggs overseas, but you got so many countries don't want to accept a vaccinated product coming to their country through their eggs or their chicken meat, and I think that's the biggest problem.
The American renewable fuels industry presented oral arguments to the Supreme Court today in a case that addressed where challenges to small refinery exemption decisions under the renewable fuel standard can be brought. The Renewable Fuels Association and Growth Energy urged the court to reject an argument by refineries that would allow them to forum shop for more favorable venues to challenge recent SRE denials. A Texas cattleman testified today before the House Ways and Means Committee. Robbie Kirkland, chair of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association and member of NCBA, asked Congress to hold trading partners accountable for unfair practices and non-equivalent food safety standards. Kirkland highlighted the benefits of past trade agreements and the need for greater access to global markets. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.